Okay, this would be, all right, if we're looking at it from the front, what room would this be?
Well, this is the dining room now.
Okay.
And the little hall is here, there, entrance hall.
Right here.
And the next room is the living room.
Okay. Okay, now this
three chimneys, to the two chimneys, two of the chimneys have been built as long as the house, 100 years or more.
You had problems with those chimneys, though, haven't you?
I know, yeah.
Well, lightning struck them.
Lightning struck one, busted it up, but I had it repaired myself standing.
Now that's the one over here by the dining room?
Yeah.
Right here, right in here?
One end and two at the other end of the house now.
Mm-hmm.
See the living room there,
here.
Chimney there, and now I have one at
the end. Yeah, the one you had built just recently.
Last year. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is.
Because I wanted a chimney in the den.
Mm-hmm.
Open fireplace.
Oh, beautiful. Now this is. Okay, let's see. You got your dining area in here too, don't you?
Uh huh. Yeah.
Where you eat in most of the time, and this is your den. Okay, this drawing. I'll have to redo this drawing, won't I? This is one bedroom.
And the two bedrooms.
Bedroom.
And a large carport.
And another bedroom.
And I have three porches. Well, one's regular stoop, but there are two large porches.
Okay. This one would be the stoop over here.
Uh-huh. On the side. Ocean patio on the north. And front porch on the east.
Well, you seem to change the front porch a lot, though, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Because you used to have it.
Columns and done a lot of work on the porch.
Mm-hmm. You used to have it screened in when I first started coming up here.
That's right. But when we first moved here, right, it was just a little, 6-foot porch. It just had 4x4 posters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the two rooms were logs.
Mm.
And just that little porch built across the front.
You sure changed it. Sure made it something. Made
it
a beautiful home.
There's a lot of changes made in it. Yeah, they sure have.
And did your dad do any of this building?
Yes, some. Not too much. He hired it down. Got a carpenter to do it. But he did some of the carpentering himself, especially building the big barn. We used to have two barns. But the first barn was logs. Build a log.
Don't find any of those.
And of course, we had a lot of broiler houses. That was when broiler business was really good in 59.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, well, they've all been torn down except two.
Two
because
right
we're
here.
Not in the broiler business anymore, mm-hmm. But I still have some beef cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And I have 35 acres in pasture. And small lake for the
for your ducks
cattle
for your cattle and your
and
ducks
and the ducks. I enjoyed the ducks.
Oh. People catch fish out of that lake though, don't they?
Oh, I mean they catch some real good rim and bass. The largest one's been caught. It's 7-pound one.
That's pretty big for a bass.
I couldn't believe it. I told a man he brought it with me. And his name was Jones, by the way. Same years.
Well, this Jones hadn't had much luck catching fish. I know that.
I don't fish. I just don't enjoy it. But I have a lot of friends that enjoys fishing. So when they come, I tell them, go ahead and fish, and I'll fix lunch. And they like that.
Oh, if you fix them a lunch like you fixed us today, they'll keep coming back to fish. Even if they don't catch any fish.
I always enjoy cooking. My mother, she really enjoyed cooking, so I enjoy